Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Cam Dahl, the General Manager of Manitoba Pork. Thanks for joining us, Cam.
It's good to be with you, Bruce.
An article posted to Manitoba Pork's website and circulated through Manitoba community newspapers looks at the response of Canadian governments and industry to trade interruptions and global uncertainty in the face of disruptions with the United States and tariff disputes with China. First of all, what have we been seeing in terms of trade frictions and trade disruptions? With whom? And how long has this been of particular concern?
Well, I think if you look at what's happening in the relationship between Canada and the U.S., the word is uncertainty. And we don't really know for sure what the trade environment is going to be a year or six months from now. And that really is making some of those longer term investment decisions more difficult. In addition to that, we still do have a 25% tariff on pork going into China. That's costing Canada about $100 million a year. And then there are other issues such as the non-tariff trade barriers that are keeping Canadian red meat out of Europe, or things like Proposition 12 or country of origin labeling in the U.S. So there are some significant headwinds for an industry like the Manitoba pork sector that is dependent on exports.
What has been the response to this trade uncertainty among government and industry in Canada? How effective is this response, and what are the factors?
Well, I think we do need to ensure that we have a strategic plan going into the CUSMA review, for example, to ensure that we are preserving that integrated North American market for pork. And that's something that's absolutely critical. And the provincial government has been very engaged on this with us. And that's something that we do appreciate. But we also do need to look at ways to diversify our markets. And governments talk about that, industry talks about that, but we actually have to do something about it. And processing and finishing more pigs into pork in Manitoba is one of the ways that we can diversify our markets.
Looking specifically at pork, what role does pork production play in contributing to the Canadian economy, and how important is that role?
Well, I think I'm going to focus a little bit on Manitoba. And the pork sector in Manitoba contributes $2.3 billion a year to the provincial economy and contributes 22,000 jobs. And that's across rural communities, that's across our urban centers like Brandon and Nipawa and Winnipeg. It is a central part of Manitoba's economy. And we really can help ensure the resiliency of our communities and ensure growth into the future.
Moving forward, what approach needs to be considered with regards to pork, and why, and what opportunities potentially would be created?
Well, I think one of the barriers to increase processing here in Manitoba is the number of finishing and nursery spaces we have. So that would be my first area of focus, is to grow our production base and finish more of those pigs to be processed here in Manitoba. And then we could look at actually increasing our processing capacity in places like Nipawa and Brandon and Winkler. Again, that allows us to not just ship 3 million weanlings into the U.S. every year, but to process more of that into packages of pork and send it to places like Vietnam or Korea or Taiwan or other places around the world. It really is a tool for diversification as well as an investment in a major part of Manitoba's economy.
What do the province's pork producers need to be keeping in mind and paying attention to moving forward, and why?
Well, I think that word uncertainty is a critical word that we might not be able to pay attention to our influence the geopolitical realities that we face, whether it's what's happening in the Mideast or what's happening with the administration south of the border. But we do need to pay attention to those events and look for ways of mitigating that risk. And again, increasing how much is processed here in Manitoba is one of those ways of mitigating that risk.
How can anyone interested access your article or get more information?
Well, it's available at on our website at manitobapork.com.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think we've covered it, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
We'll talk to you soon.
Our guest has been Cam Dahl, the General Manager of Manitoba Pork. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.